Yeah.
Oh.
Lovely people. And you know that Jen's a big friend of Michael Hunter's show, Roots and Branches.
All right. Hello, Jen.
Hello. How you going?
Good, thank you. Did you hear Tiffany just extolling your brilliance on the radio just that moment as you were being recalled?
No, I didn't. No, I missed that. That was probably just as well. My cheeks would have gone a bit red.
We love you at 3D, Jen. You know that.
Oh, thank you. We love you. And we're so, so very grateful for your ongoing support of the music. It's made a lot of difference to us. It's really helped to get the stuff out there and to feel really good inside about what we're doing. So thank you.
This was a beautiful release of 2021. A big, like, it's an effort to put together a whole album, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a fair slog. There's a fair bit involved.
Do you feel that because of circumstances, maybe you didn't get to, you know, sell it, and that's not quite the right word that I'm looking for, but, you know, the opportunity to
share it to the world via a live performance means.
I think Carl summarised that better. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is exactly right. Sharing it has been a bit tricky, which is why we rely so much on our beautiful community radio, as well as other, you know, radio stations across Australia, to try and get the word out, because we're just not able to be there in person. It's really strange to not be able to take it further, really. And there's only so much you can do as artists, I think, when you're kind of grounded. So, yeah, it's a bit strange, but we're trying to make the most of it. And I think for me, as much as I love performing, I like making a whole lot more. So I'm happy to just get on with making new things, really, in the interim. Yeah.
Well, it's pleasing for us to be able to acknowledge the extent of your work and how, you know, the magnificent contribution you made to 2021.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a massive honour to be on this list, and I was pretty stoked. And I think the band would also feel the same way. We're catching up with them tomorrow, and I'll tell them where we got to. And but I'd love to mention their names, because they're all very, very important in the making of this. It's, I'd bring the songs to them on an acoustic guitar, and then they kind of spin them into this sort of magical space that it ends up being on the album. So it's James Brown on electric guitar, who also produced and recorded and engineered and mixed the album at Wizard Tone Studios. Mm-hmm. And it's Paul Angus on the drums and keys. It's Mark Seddon on bass and Sam Cagney on acoustic guitar. And we had Belinda Gellert come in and guest on violin as well, which was pretty special.
Fantastic. And what's the year ahead hold in store for you, Jen?
Well, we're actually just about to go in to record some new music. Last year we went over to WA twice, actually, which was quite miraculous given the state of the border restrictions and travel. But we managed to get over there because we were presenting some work that was commissioned by a festival in WA, and it was a whole suite of songs that were created around contemporary poetry, very similar perhaps to The Night's Insomnia back in 2017, but it was new work. So three WA poets and Victorian poets and a South Australian poet as well. And so we're actually hoping to record that in the next few weeks and get that out. So I know it's really hot on the heels of this recent album, but we figure that while we can't go anywhere else, we might as well get that one out.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations once again on number 11 and number 90, of course.
Thank you. Yeah, look, it's good to be at either end, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Excellent. Well, from the album Let Loose the Beating Birds, here's the tune World's on a Wire. Thanks, Jen. Congratulations.
Cheers, Jen.
No worries. Thank you so very much, everybody. Thanks, 3D.